ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। 12th January 2024। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, कंसिडर योरसेल्व्स टू बी सोल्स एंड स्पीक टू योर ब्रदर सोल्स। मेक योर आउटलुक सो फर्म दैट नो ईवल स्पिरिट्स कैन एंटर यू। व्हेन यू सी दैट देयर इज एन ईवल स्पिरिट इन समवन, मूव अवे फ्रॉम दैट पर्सन। क्वेश्चन: How do children become atheists or theists even after belonging to the father? Answer: 1. Theists are those who follow the godly disciplines and who make effort to remain soul conscious. Atheists are those who are influenced by evil spirits against the godly disciplines and fight and quarrel amongst themselves. 2. These children break their intellect's yoke away from their bodies and bodily relations, including friends and relatives, and consider themselves to be brothers. Atheist children remain body conscious. Om Shanti. First of all, the father explains to you children, O children, your intellect should always remember that Shiv Baba is your supreme father, supreme teacher, and supreme Sadguru. This should definitely enter your intellects first. Each of you can know whether this has entered your intellect or not. If there is remembrance in your intellect, you are a theist, and if it doesn't enter your intellect, you are an atheist. It would instantly enter the intellects of students that their teacher has come. When you live at home, you forget this. Hardly anyone understands with that spiritual intoxication that their Supreme Baba has come. He is the teacher and also the Sadguru who takes you back home. When you remember this, the mercury of your happiness rises. Otherwise, you remain sitting with the various thoughts of the dirty world of pain and sorrow. Secondly, people ask you how long it is before destruction is to take place. Tell them, this is not a question to ask. First of all, know the one who explains this to us. First of all, give them the father's introduction. If you have this habit instilled in you, you will explain to them, otherwise you forget. The father tells you so much to consider yourselves to be souls and to look at others with a soul-conscious outlook. However, you are unable to maintain that outlook. This hardly sits in your intellects, not even a penny worth out of a pound. It is as though it just doesn't sit in your intellects. It is not that the father is cursing you. The father is explaining to you that this knowledge is very elevated. A kingdom is being established. From poor, you are becoming wealthy. Only a few become wealthy, and the poor are number-wise. Nothing would ever sit in the intellects of those who are in the last numbers. So, first of all, when you explain to anyone, first explain to them using the picture that shows the 32 virtues of Shiv Baba. It is also written on that the Supreme Father is also the Supreme Teacher and the Sadguru. When you first have the faith that the one who is explaining to you is the Supreme Father, you won't have any doubts. No one except the Father can carry out this establishment. When you explain that establishment is taking place, it should definitely enter their intellects that there is someone who is explaining all of this to you. No human being can say that a kingdom is being established. So, first of all, make them have firm faith in the Father. God, the Father, is teaching us. These are not human dictates. These are God's directions. The new world would definitely be established by the Father. To bring about destruction of the old world is also the Father's task. Until they have this faith, they will continue to ask, how does this take place? This is why you must first make the aspect of Srimad sit in their intellects for only then can they understand anything further. Otherwise, they consider these to be the dictates of human beings. The dictates of every human being are different. There cannot only be one direction from human beings. At this time, it is only the one who gives you directions. It is very difficult to follow his Srimat accurately. The father says, become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be speaking to your brothers, and there won't then be any fighting or quarreling. When someone becomes body conscious, consider that one to be an atheist. If someone isn't soul conscious, he is an atheist. If someone becomes soul conscious, consider that one to be a theist. Body consciousness is very damaging. If there is the slightest fighting or quarreling, consider that one to be an atheist. They don't know the Father at all. If there is an evil spirit of anger, that one is an atheist. How could the children of the Father have evil spirits in them? They are not theists. No matter how much they say that they love the Father, if they speak in a way that is against the godly disciplines, they should be considered to belong to the community of Ravan. They are body conscious. If you see an evil spirit in anyone, or if someone's vision is evil, you should move away from that one. If you stand in front of an evil spirit, that evil spirit will enter you. Evil spirits fight amongst themselves. If an evil spirit enters someone, that one becomes a complete atheist. Deities are full of all virtues, whereas those who don't have those virtues are atheists. Atheists will not claim the inheritance. You should not have the slightest defect, otherwise you will have to experience a lot of punishment, and you will have to become part of the subjects. You should remain distant from evil spirits. If you stand there facing the evil spirits, those evil spirits will enter you. You should never oppose an evil spirit. You mustn't talk to them too much either. The father says, this is a world of evil spirits. If the evil spirits haven't left you, punishment will have to be experienced, and you won't be able to claim a status. There is just the one war. Some become wealthy and others become poor. There was a world of wealthy ones, and it is now a world of poor ones. There is an evil spirit in everyone. You should make full effort to remove any evil spirits. Baba explains to you a great deal in the Murlis. There are all types of nature. Don't even ask. So, in the exhibition, you first of all have to give the father's introduction. The father is so lovely. He is making us into such deities. It is sung, it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. The deities existed in the golden age, and so there was surely the iron age before that. You children now have the knowledge of the world cycle in your intellects. The deities there won't have this knowledge. You are now becoming knowledgeful, and then when you have received a status, there will be no need for this knowledge. This is the unlimited Father from whom you receive the inheritance of heaven for 21 generations. So you should remember such a Father so much. Baba constantly says, always think that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining to you. Shiv Baba is teaching us through this chariot. He is our Father, Teacher, and Guru. This is an unlimited study. You understand that you previously had degraded intellects. No one knows about this college at all. Therefore, when you explain to others, explain it very clearly by grinding it into them. There is no question of Krishna in this. The Father has explained that there are no divine activities of Krishna. These are only Shiv Babas. There cannot be any divine activities of even Brahma, Vishnu, or Shankar. The divine activities are of only the one who changes human beings into deities. He makes the world into heaven. You are following the elevated directions of that Father. You are the Father's helpers. If it weren't for the Father, you would not be able to do anything. You are now becoming worth a pound from being not worth a penny. You have now come to know everything number-wise according to the efforts you make. So, first of all, there is the Father's introduction. Krishna was a small child. In the golden age, there was his unlimited sovereignty. There was no one else or no other religion in his kingdom. It is now the Iron Age, and there are so many religions. It is in no one else's intellect when this one original eternal deity religion was established. This too is in the intellects of you children, number-wise, according to your efforts. So, first of all, you should explain the Father's praise very clearly. We know that we have definitely received this recognition from the Father. The Father says, I am also the bestower of salvation for all. I advise you children every cycle to consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and you souls will then become pure from impure. May you be soul conscious. By considering others to be souls, you will not have a criminal eye. It is souls that perform actions through their bodies. I am a soul. That one is a soul. You have to make this firm. You know that you were 100% pure in the beginning and that you then became impure. It is souls that call out, O Baba, come. The awareness of souls has to be firm, and you should forget all other relationships. I, a soul, am a resident of the sweet home. I have come here to play a part. Only you children understand this. You too are number wise in remembering him. God is teaching you, and so there should be so much happiness. God is our Father, teacher, and also our Sadguru. You say that you don't remember anyone except him. The Father says, break away from your bodies and your bodily relatives and constantly remember me alone. All of you are brothers. Some believe this, whereas others don't. So, consider them to be atheists. We are Shiv Baba's children, and so we should be pure. You call out to the Father, Baba, come and make us into the masters of the pure world. In the golden age, there is no question of becoming pure. First of all, understand that one is Shiv Baba, and that the new world is being established through him. If people ask when destruction is to take place, tell them, first of all, understand Alpha. If you don't understand Alpha, how would anything else enter your intellect? We children of the true Father speak the truth. We are not children of human beings. We are Shiv Baba's children. God speaks. God is the one who is the Father of all brothers. Human beings cannot call themselves God. God is incorporeal. He is the Father, teacher, and Sadguru. No human being can be the Father, teacher, and Sadguru. No human being can grant salvation to anyone. Human beings cannot be God. Baba is the purifier. It is Ravan who makes you impure. All the rest of them are gurus of the path of devotion. You understand that those who come here become theists. They come to the unlimited Father and have the faith that that one is our Father, teacher, and guru. When you have developed all the divine virtues completely, the war will begin. According to the time, you yourselves will understand that you are reaching the Karmatit stage. You have not reached your karmatit stage yet. There is now a lot of work to do. You have to give the message to many. Everyone has the right to claim the inheritance from the father. The war will begin very forcefully, and then these hospitals and doctors, etc., will not remain at all. The father is personally explaining to you children, you souls play your parts of 84 births through bodies. Some will take 70 or 80 births. Everyone has to go back. Destruction has to take place. Impure souls cannot return home. In order to become pure, you definitely have to remember the father. This requires effort. You have to become residents of heaven for 21 births. This is not a small thing. People say that so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. Oh, really? But where is heaven? They don't understand anything at all. You children should remain very happy. God is teaching us and making us into the masters of the world. One is permanent happiness, and the other is temporary happiness. If you don't study or teach others, how can there be happiness? You have to chase away any devilish traits. The father explains so much. There is so much suffering of karma. For as long as there is the suffering of karma, it indicates that you haven't reached your karmatit stage. You now have to make effort. No storms of maya should come. You children have the faith that the father has changed you from human beings into deities many times. Even if this much enters your intellects, it is great fortune. This is an unlimited school. Those other schools are small, limited schools. The father feels a lot of mercy. How can I explain to them? The evil spirits haven't yet been removed from some. Instead of climbing onto the heart throne, they fall. Many daughters are becoming ready to bring benefit to many. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. The spiritual children say Padam Guna remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Papdada. Acha, Om Shanti. Essence for Dharana 1. Don't do anything against the godly disciplines. If there is an evil spirit in someone, or if he has an evil outlook, move away from that person. Don't talk to that person too much. 2. In order to experience permanent happiness, pay full attention to the study. Remove devilish traits, imbibe divine virtues, and become theists. Blessing, may you gain victory over every adverse situation on the basis of your faith and intoxication and become an embodiment of success. Have yog and attain such success that even any lack of attainment gives you the experience of attainment. Your faith and intoxication makes you victorious over every adverse situation. As you progress further, such papers will come that you will have to eat dry chapatis. However, with your faith, intoxication, and power of success in yoga, those dry chapatis will become soft. You won't be distressed. Just by keeping your honor of being an embodiment of success, no one will be able to distress you. Check this. If you have any facilities, use them comfortably, but make sure they do not deceive you at any time. Slogan, be an instrument and play your part accurately, and you will continue to receive the help of everyone's cooperation. Acha, Om Shanti. With avyak silence, experience the double light angelic stage. In working for a new invention, concentration is essential. whether it is an invention for the world or a spiritual invention. To concentrate means to stabilize yourself in one thought, to be absorbed in love for the One. By stabilizing yourself in your stage of silence, your intellect will easily become free from wandering. You will easily forget your body and the physical world, and you will begin to experience the double light angelic stage. Acha, Om Shanti.
Va Baba Va, Va Jama Va, Vare Me Atma Va, Vare Mera Bhagya Va, Vare Mera Ishwarya Parivar Va, Vare Me Swarajya Adhikari Atma Va. Acha, Om Shanti. Mera Baba, Meetha Baba, Pyara Baba, Padam Guna, Padam Guna, Padam Guna, Shukriya Baba, Shukriya Baba, Shukriya Baba. Acha, Om Shanti.